YouTubers did not create the fomance. Invented relationships date back to the days of old Hollywood, but YouTube started as real people behind the screen that everybody could relate to, and when those people get in relationships they claim to be real, it's understandable a lot of people watching, often young impressionable people, will think those relationships are and how these people treat each other is normal. Today I am discussing to separate residents surrounding two YouTube relationships, using the term relationships lightly, Tana Mongeau, Jake Paul and Jason Ethier, also known as Jay Station, and Alexia Murano. In April 2019, Tana Mongeau, 21, and Jake Paul, 22, started spending a lot of time together, but nobody could work out if their relationship was real or if it was all for show. Because nobody knows what's real anymore. April 30th, Mongeau uploaded a video to her channel called Mukbang in Bed with My Rebound Jake Paul. Mongeau added a caption saying she was with her friend Jake, and throughout filming, the pair joke around together, flirting and calling each other babe. On the same day, Paul posted a video titled Meet the Girl I've Been Hiding From You. He maintained throughout the video the pair were just good friends, and they both just wanted to prove that rumors spread like wildfire on YouTube. But then, confusingly, they also kissed at the end. Mongeau and Paul even got matching tattoos in May, reminiscent of a video Paul made with his ex-girlfriend Erica Castell. At VidCon in July, Paul made a surprise appearance during a question and answer session with Mongeau. He read out a poem he'd written about their relationship, which was full of sexual innuendos, including rhyming Tana with banana. He then announced their wedding date would be July 28th. On Twitter, Jake just proposed, Tana wrote on Twitter just 7 hours ago, with several follow-up tweets insisting it wasn't a joke. I love you, she said. It actually still scares me so much to say it because once I say it and it's somewhere other than my head, it becomes completely real and to be quite frank, I am so used to losing everything I love and I don't want to lose you. Paul and Mongeau then got married at a $500,000 Vegas ceremony on July 28. The newlyweds left the event separately, but Mongeau later explained this was because she had to deal with a family emergency, while Paul went on their honeymoon without her. It was also later revealed there was no record of the couple obtaining a marriage license in Nevada, and Armani Izzati, who officiated the wedding, was not permitted to do so. Mongeau's MTV digital series Tana Turns 21. While it was originally meant as a show to document her birthday celebrations, it morphed into more of an insight into Mongeau and Paul's decision to get married. In one episode, Mongeau is shown discussing the wedding with her manager. She said the wedding was something fun and lighthearted that we're obviously doing for fun and for content. This appeared to go south, but can things actually go south on something that doesn't exist? Mongeau revealed in December that finding out via Twitter about Paul and Castell's meetup left her feeling broken in a video titled The Truth About Everything. She hinted that her and Paul's relationship had gone downhill since the wedding. She said, I felt like I was opening my phone every day to something that just broke me further, she said. Finding out about the Erica S. on Twitter killed me because Jake and I had so many conversations where he like villainized her, and I spent so much time trying to be everything she wasn't. The pair called it quits in January 2019. Paul and Mongeau posted photos to their Instagram pages with statements saying they were taking a break from their relationship. Now from the off it was obvious to many that the relationship wasn't real, however not everybody watching Jake and Tana are of age or mental capacity to understand this, and also regardless of if the person watching knows it's fake, what is that teaching people about relationships and how far you should be willing to go for money? People in fake relationships don't have the same respect and love as those in a real loving relationship, and those two people will be out there hooking up with other people and disrespecting the other half, and then add to that the willingness to do anything including painting yourself in a bad light for more views, and we get videos like cheated on my girlfriend, slept with my girl's friend's mom is a dare and all that good stuff skeptical. Seriously, what message is this putting out there to people, especially young and impressionable people, about how relationships work and completely blurring the line between reality? That leads me on to the Jason Ether, also known as Jazz on Station, and Alexia Murano saga. On January 21st, Ether uploaded a now-deleted video to his channel, claiming that Murano had been killed by a drunk driver. He uploaded additional vlogs of himself visiting Murano's supposed memorial and communicating with her via the Ouija board. In January 2020, Ether posted several videos claiming that Murano had been killed by a drunk driver. On January 27th, Ether posted another video admitting that Murano was, indeed, alive. The scheme, he said, was the couple's joint effort to boost the following of their prank channel Dream Team. He also claimed that Murano had left him and was accusing him of assault with a weapon. First, lying about this when so many people lose loved ones daily is unthinkable, Also, regardless of if they have broken up, what kind of message does that give about the respect he has for someone he has supposedly loved that he could make something up like that? And then again, what message is it giving to people watching about what it's okay to lie about for views and money? Murano responded to her ex's claims with a video of her own, in which she denied wanting any involvement in the hoax and accused Ethier of being controlling and manipulative throughout their relationship. This would add up considering what he had lied about, but again, these mixed messages of what a relationship should be and how we should treat each other are just not good. On February 3, Ethier was arrested on charges of assault and assault with a weapon, according to a statement from Toronto police. The two eventually reconciled, posting a video on their jointly owned YouTube channel called Dream Team on April 4. Which, in my opinion, shows how low people are willing to go for views. I don't know if the charges of assault were true, only the people involved know that, but either. A, they were true, but she was willing to bypass that to do a video together for views and money. Or B, they were a lie, but he was willing to bypass that for views and money. And that is where we end this discussion. In my opinion, YouTube and reality stars, in general, are causing serious harm to younger people growing up who look up to them, and also serious harm in the way people deem acceptable to treat people. And at the end of the day, you can't lie about a product to sell it, yet YouTubers can lie about events and relationships to make money off their fanbase. And I know people will say it's just the same as films and movies, but it's not, because when you watch a film, unless it states otherwise, you know it is in no way real, you understand that going into it. But with YouTube, the lines have become very much blurred, and I think it's something we all need to become more aware of. Thanks for reading X.